Mesechtas Erevin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Ein Beididin Ela Min HaMumcha. When the measurement of the Tchum is done, it should be only done with a Mumcha. The Rav gives two explanations. Either this means an expert, someone who's expert in the Halachas, or in practically measuring. He should be used to measure the Tchum. Or he says Mumcha means a flat land, as opposed to how we discussed in the previous Mishnah, the ways of measuring over mountains. It's preferable if within the Tchum there is a flat area to measure the Tchum in the flat area, not over the mountain. If the person measuring, his measurements went further in one area and shorter in another area, even on the same side of the Tchum, and he measured different amounts in two different places, we follow the point where it went a little further, and we're lenient, and we take the further measurement of the tchum. Riba la'echad u'mil acher. If one person who measured got a further distance, and another person who measured had a smaller distance, shame in the meriba, we listen to the one that's further, and we give the larger tchum to the city. Afilu evan, afilu shifcha, nemanim leimer, ad kan tchum ha'shavis. And even a slave or a shifcha, a slave woman, are believed to say that until this point was the tchum, that they remember that the measurement was until this point. We accept their word to reveal to us where the tchum was measured to. Shelo amar chachamim esadavar lahachmer el lahakol, because the chachamim only instituted these halachas of the tchum not to be stringent in the matter, but rather to be lenient. Therefore, we go with the more lenient, the larger measurement, and we'll accept the word of the shifcha and the eben. Mishnah Vav switches topics temporarily for one Mishnah to the halachas of Shitaf Mevois, merging together alleyways, courtyards, houses to be able to carry in one large area, and discusses full cities that are walled in. If they're completely enclosed, technically they're all one Rishus Yachid, and Shitaf Mevois, the Erev of Shitaf Mevois, would allow them all to merge and carry within that city. However, Chazal were concerned that a city that people look at as a public place and everyone's carrying, they may forget the restriction of carrying, and therefore there has to be some part of the city that's excluded from the Erev that's forbidden to carry in. So the Mishnah says it depends what kind of city it is. Ir shel yachid, if it was a private owned city, one person owned the whole city, the nasis shel rabim, and then it became belonging to many people. He sold some of the houses, and other people got ownership in the city. In such a city, Ma'arvin is Kula, you can make an Erev, the Shitaf Mevois, on the whole city to merge the whole thing. We're not concerned people will think that you can carry in a public domain, because they'll know that this was privately owned, and they're not going to confuse it with a public domain. V'shal Rabim, but if the city was originally owned by the public, by multiple people, V'nasa shal Yachid, even if later it became one person's and he bought it all out, still, in Ma'arvin is Kula, you can't make an Erev, the Shitaf Mevois, to allow them to carry in the entire city, Elam kein asa chutzla, unless you make an area that's going to be chutzla, excluded and not part of this Erev. There has to remain part of the city that will be forbidden to carry in, so people won't confuse and think that you can carry in a public domain. Since this city was originally owned by the public, people look at it always as a public city, and they're going to think you can carry in the public domain. And that exclusion part that's left over has to be the size Ki'ir Chadasha Shebi Yehuda, like the city Chadasha that's in Yehuda, Sheishba Chamishim Diurim, that has 50 people dwelling in it. That was the smallest city. The exclusion to this Erev has to be at least the size of this small, the small city Chadasha that's in Yehuda, of 50 residents. That much has to be excluded from the Erev. Div Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the size of the exclusion part. Rabbi Shimon says, Shalash Chatzeris Shal Shnei Batim, all you need to leave over from the Erev is only the size of three courtyards that have two houses in each courtyard, which is significantly smaller. That's enough of an excluded part of the Erev that will permit carrying in the rest of the large city with the Shitaf Mevois Erev.